look, we've got Mary, Kate, and Ashley. How lucky are we? Welcome to the country, ladies.
Thank you.
We grew up. Listen, how cute that sounds.
In unison.
Obviously, I've grown up all my life watching you girls, like from, you know, tiny, tiny babies on TV to now beautiful women sitting in front of us here. How old are you guys? 16?
16
years old.
Yes. Oh, and are you single or do you have boyfriends?
I don't have a boyfriend. Mary Kate doesn't have a boyfriend, but
Ashley does. And who's the boyfriend? Anyone famous?
That's my private life.
Right.
I give the ones that already.
You would too. Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad everyone's happy and you're fine and you're over here and you've got a few people over here with you, your family. You've had to leave them behind because they're to the rest of your kids.
Yeah, and all the other siblings are in school.
Is it hard for you guys just to fly around and say, you know what, we're not going to be able to do a lot of school over the next couple of months because we're flying around promoting ourselves?
No, we always have a studio teacher with us.
Oh, do you?
And how often are you doing that? Every day do you have to do tutoring?
It's well, 3 hours.
3 hours every day.
Oh, that is a bummer.
3 hours is much better than 6 hours.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'd rather be on the plane flying around all over the place than stuck at school.
Now, obviously, a lot of people have seen your TV work, but you girls are so much more than that. Like, what have you got going on for a couple of 16-year-olds? Tell us exactly what is the Alton Empire?
A lot of different things.
Like, I've got books. I've got all these books in my office.
Books, tapes, dolls. Why we're here is because we're opening up our fashion line here.
I know. Yeah. How exciting is that? Well, I've always dreamed to have my own fashion line, but, you know.
If I wasn't acting, then I'd want to have a fashion line when I was younger. But
very good. Do you guys get much input into exactly what it's going to look
like? A lot of input. I mean, we don't want our names on something that we wouldn't wear.
Imagine seeing, like, this really old lady's dress with Mary-Kate and Ashley written on it. You'd be like, oh, no. That's so far off the mark of what we wanted to be.
Exactly.
And so that's great. And what's it like growing up in front of the public?
You know what? We don't know any other way.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We've grown up on TV since we're 9 months old.
Well, let me tell you, the other side, where I've come from, is awful.
It probably ain't as good as your side.
No one knew me. No one cared anything about me. I was not on telly. I was nothing.
Do you wonder what it's like living on the other side where people don't know, you know, who you are?
I always wonder, but, you know, I'm so happy and I feel so, I don't know, lucky to be in our position
you're worth so much. How does it work? Is your parents still in charge of your money? Can you guys sort of say, you know, hey, I want to buy, you know, a new car or new clothes or whatever, and you can do whatever you want?
We have other people who take care of the money
That's
how it works. Just other people.
So you've got some sort of old fat dude in a tie that you go, hey, how much money can we spend this week? And he goes, well, you can only spend about $4 million this week.
No, we're just very involved and we know we can do it.
Yeah, you got it all covered. Like, you're not just sitting back in a lounge chair letting everyone else run the whole business for you, are you?
Yes, we like to be very involved.
Now, the fashion label, what are we going to see? Like, are we seeing jeans? Are we seeing singlets? Are we hats?
You're
shirts, bags?
We're seeing everything.
Everything you can imagine. What is it? And it's only girls or is there boys?
There's no boys yet, but girls for right now. Maybe in the future.
Well, you know, obviously after seeing my body, you'd probably realise what the Australian man would be looking for.
Exactly.
Extra large.
Stop it, Jackie. It's embarrassing, right? I find it very difficult to buy clothes. I'm thinking, since we're here, sitting here talking to girls that are designing clothes, maybe they can look at catering at clothes to the larger man.
They could, though.
Not just hot clothes for chicks. I suppose there's a lot more money in hot clothes for chicks. Now, this will launch, and what will it be called?
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Look who it is. They would do the same thing.
They would. I don't know.
Oh, they would. What do you think? J-Lo's been in a caravan out in the west somewhere not knowing it. She's watched telly all her life.
She knows who you are.
She'd know exactly who you are.
Did you meet J-Lo?
No, but she was behind us when we walked down the carpet.
Very fancy. So you were close to J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. Close. Beautiful.
Now, tell me, I've heard a rumor about some sort of cameo appearance in the Charlie's Angels movie. Is true, or can you confirm or deny this now? Come on, don't hold that.
Maybe.
Wow, that's cool if that happens.
And would you be like kicking ass in this thing or something?
It would be something very just small, but fun.
Oh, we'll look forward to that.
Not allowed to say.
Have you met the three girls, the angels?
Well, we did talk to Drew.
Yeah.
And she's just
isn't she
so
amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah.
The nicest
person.
Does she have a massive mouth?
Yeah, she came here. She was like one of the nicest people I've ever interviewed.
Yeah, nice smile. Yeah. Does she have a massive mouth?
A massive mouth?
She looks like she's got like this massive mouth.
No.
I don't know. She sounds
which is
you girls wouldn't
so
have looked
sweet.
At that. Boys would look at that. Girls would just go, oh my God, she's so sweet. She's great, you know, like she's really nice.
Okay.
Now, would you like to also share with everyone your fashion tips that you were discussing with the hairdresser earlier, Jackie?
We were talking about how you go to Jennifer Aniston's hairdresser.
Well, we were just there, and she was there, and we were introduced, and she was so sweet, and we're so happy that she won.
Yeah,
the Emmy Award.
How good was that?
Yeah, does she look as stunning in real life as she does on the TV?
Her face just is beautiful, maybe even more. I mean, she's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Flawless face. Well, look, you girls are doing fantastic things all around the world. Mary-Kate and Ashley, new cosmetics range coming out, new clothing range coming out. They've got books, they've got videos, they've got movies. Like, is there any stopping you? Is there anything that you won't do?
You know what? We're just going to keep on going and hopefully, I don't know, we can do everything.
Are you guys like the richest teenagers in the world? Has anyone said, hey, congratulations, you're the richest teenagers in the world? Does that happen to you?
No, we don't really. We don't really think about that stuff. We just love what we do.
That's cool.
That's why I'm not rich like you guys.
Yeah.
Because I would gloat and I'd be walking around with jewels and diamonds and girls and cars and choppers and everything. I'd be living.
You'd
I'd
be
broke.
Living
I'd be broke in a week,
would.
Wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Make sure, we're going to jump on the website if you want any more details on Mary-Kate and Ashley, anything they're doing, their books. We've got it all on there, hot30.com. Girls, enjoy your couple of days
thank
in the country.
Thank you so much.
And we will see you next time you come out. Good luck with everything. I know everything's just going to be successful because if you've got
thank
that many
you.
People looking after things, how can it go wrong? Hey, one more question. Have you ever fired any of these people that look after you?
No, not like that.
What happens if someone needs to go?
It's not our job.
Okay, what happens? Mama Jugs?